It's my delight to, you made it, Jill, call Pastor Jill Ford along with her family, Jill, John, where's John, and the, Hannah, Sophia, please join us up front, come on, and I'd also invite our co-chairs, Melissa Velez-Luz and Annie McCullough to come and join us in the front here. Up.
Okay. Anyone who has known Jill for 5 minutes knows that she is energetic and creative. I think those two things are, they come across right away when you meet her and you get to know her. I think it's also fair to say that she is passionate and compassionate. Pastor Jill was one of the first people to arrive at the hospital when I was in a blaze of glory, as I like to say, after having had my daughter Charlotte. Charlotte was just a handful of hours old, and Pastor Jill came with words of encouragement and support and joy, but most importantly for our family, she came with words of prayer, and so she was the very first person to pray over Charlotte. And it's been an honor to walk alongside her as pastor, but also as friend. One of the things we know about Jill also as a congregation is that she delights in fellowship and is very passionate about the idea of fellowship, specifically gathering around the table. That is often exemplified in the fact that she is the first person always to sign up to bring a meal to someone when they are grieving or celebrating or hurting in some way. When I send out the call for our Meals Ministry volunteers, Jill is the first person to sign up. In fact, if I don't see her name within minutes, I begin to worry that something is wrong. Or I know she's on vacation. But Jill gives graciously of her time and provides in that way for people because she sees it as an extension of Christ's care. It's also a gift that she has. One of the most creative meals I have ever received in my life was after a surgery I had. Jill showed up with these flatbreads and she said, "It's kind of a DIY thing and you can have fun with it." And at first I thought, why? I don't want to have fun with anything right now. I just came out of surgery. But truth be told, it actually was fun to kind of have a say in the matter because she brought all these ingredients and figs and blue cheese and balsamic glaze and arugula and caprese. And you could just kind of have fun and make it your own thing. And it was a perfect example of how creative she is and how caring she is. And she often combines the two in ways that the rest of us might not think to. And that is why I think she's such a unique gift to our congregation. It's why she will be such a unique gift wherever she goes and whomever she blesses from here. And so, Jill, it was important to us to give you a few gifts that reflected not just your love of being around the table with people you care about, but also your love of experience and creativity. And so it's your choice as to who you invite. But these are a few gift certificates for you. One is to the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and the other is a dining gift certificate to several restaurants. You can choose which one you choose to attend, but we wanted you to enjoy the gift of fun and creativity and experience as our gift to you.
I had to write mine because it was hard to know. Hold this. Well, it was hard to know where to begin when writing this. I might not look at you. Our next gift to you is this rose bush, which... Zach, do you want to bring it up, or Melissa? When we began to talk about what to get you and how to express our appreciation for your years as our pastor, a recurring theme of nature and gardening came up. I don't know who thought it was a good idea for me to speak. Your sermons often have themes of nature in them, images from the Botanic Garden, this day's Earth Day sermon, of course, one of the most memorable for me was the sermon you gave on our church mission of the fig tree that should call us as a church to be one that provides shade and comfort and still bear fruit. You've given our children roots in their faith. In their faith and knowledge of the Word of God through Sunday school and Kingdoms Kids. And I asked some of them what their favorite things were, and not one of them said candy, which I was really proud of. But they talked about all the fun projects that you do and that you taught them the books of the Old Testament and mostly the Sunday school teacher. The leadership that you've given to all of us helped us to discern where to blossom and where to prune. And perhaps most importantly, you spent years cultivating the soil in our church, helping us to slowly and constantly change and move us forward into a healthy missional church. And so we hope if you plant this rose bush in your garden somewhere, you will remember all you've helped us through as you begin to help other churches cultivate their soil and provide comfort and bear fruit. On a personal note, I just want to say a word of thanks for all you've meant to me personally. You've been a friend and a mentor. You're who I go to when at some of the hardest points of my life. Hopefully you still will be. And some of the greatest joys of my life. Your family has adopted my family, and I'm so thankful for that.
I should mention that one of the gifts we wanted to present to Pastor Jill was a photo of our church family, and we realized that we really don't have one. And so we thought, what better opportunity than Mother's Day when a lot of people are here and dressed beautifully? Pastor Jill and her family are here with us. And so after this presentation and before the benediction, just be ready, because we are going to ask you all to stand up and kind of meet in the middle of the pews. We want people filling the aisle. We're going to have a photo taken from the choir loft, and Pastor Jill, we'd like you and your family to be front and center so that we can print that photo and frame it for you so that you can take a piece of us with you wherever you go.
This is a picture of our church building. As you know, we give these when people move away. The good news for us is they're staying. they're going to be in our church, and we're so excited and happy about that blessing. But Jill, we wanted you to have this because we know in your new call to serve the Central Conference in helping churches grow into vital congregations, we wanted you to put this up in your new study, whether it's at your home or down on Peterson Avenue, as a reminder, another reminder of your investment in the life of this church and the way you have formed us and the way we have formed you. The other reason we thought it was appropriate to give you a picture of the building is because you've been very invested in our building, making it a more welcoming place, helping it as a physical statement to the joy and the welcome that we have in Christ. And so please put this wherever you will see it often, and we bless it to you. Thank you, John. I'll need that. So let's pray together. I invite you to stand. Extend your hands of blessing on Jill and her family now. Jill, please come to the center. Surround her. And join me as we pray. Oh God, today our hearts are filled. For many of us, our eyes are filled with tears. It is both joyful and sad, but most of all, in gratitude to you for all that you have done in our church and in our individual lives through the ministry of Pastor Jill. We give you thanks, O God, for her many gifts and her many passions. We give you thanks, Father, for the way that she has loved us and loved you and loved the mission of your kingdom. Lord, we give you thanks for her love for the lost and the disaffected and the disappointed in our world today. Lord, we give you praise and thanks for the way in which it touches every area of her life. We've spoken a little bit earlier about her love for beauty and the way she has brought that into our physical building, but also brought the beauty of your grace into each of our lives as she has instructed us and served us and been beside us and walked with us. God, we thank you for Jill's servant heart. Lord, we thank you that that servant heart shows itself in her second office, the attic of our church building, where she has spent countless hours organizing and cleaning and treasuring the things that we use to enhance worship and enhance ministry from this place. Lord, we thank you for her deep love for all of us, but a special place in her heart for all of our children and for our youth. Lord, we thank you for the creativity that you gave her to write curriculum for our kingdom's kids and then to express that in such wonderful and memorable and connective ways in her teaching of that curriculum. Lord, we thank you. And we remember with joy, oh God, Jill's wonderful sense of humor and the way that she has lived that before us, being willing to dress up as a scarecrow at Fall Festival, Lord, and being able to share from just the deepest places of who she is with freedom and joy to us. Lord, her love for this body is evident. It's evident in her prayers. It's evident in her presence with those of us who have found ourselves struggling and suffering. Lord, it is evident in her preaching. It's been evident in her teaching. And we are a richer, better congregation and community of faith, more faithfully committed to you and your mission because of Jill's ministry, faithful ministry among us. Lord, we thank you for her hospitality in her office, in her home, wherever she is, the way she welcomes and models your love and your grace before us. And now today, oh God, as her time has come here, or almost has come to an end as our associate pastor and has pastored so well among us, we're grateful for that ministry. Lord, how thankful to end well in this role, and how happy we are that ending well in this role does not mean leaving us as a part of our body. Thank you, God, that Jill, that John, that Sophia, that Hannah will remain among us as a part of this community of faith, ever committed, ever loving, continuing to share life and love and ministry together. We ask in this season of transition that you would bless them. Lord, we ask that you would bless us as a church. Help us as we transition from seeing Jill as one of our pastors to seeing her as one of our friends and members and companion for the journey, which she has been as a pastor. But now, Lord, as roles change, we pray that you would bless and keep both her and us in this time of transition. Lord, we thank you. I remember when Jill sat me down a couple of months ago and said, I've got some hard news. And it was hard, God, for me to receive it. Because I've so enjoyed having Jill as a colleague and as a fellow pastor. But Lord, she was able to say, you know, I have felt led by you, knowing that my time here has come to an end because of where we are at, the health that we have and the vitality that we have, and that my time here in this role has come to an end. And Lord, I could affirm that as well because of the good and faithful work she has done. And so, Lord, I could receive that word as hard as it was for me to hear, because it came from a place of deep conviction, no surprise for Jill, and also, Lord, a place of knowing that that is indeed true, that you have brought us to this good place. And so we trust for us, Lord, as a church body, that you will continue to bless and to lead and to provide. Lord, I want to thank you that Jill has been for me such a wonderful colleague in ministry. I want to thank you that you, through the roles that we have shared together, the ministry that we have shared, the life that we have shared together in this church, have brought to life Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And by the grace of God, and by your love, O Christ, Jill has been that for me. I will miss her as a colleague, as a pastor in this church, but I am forever indebted to you and to her for her faithfulness to you and her friendship and sharing life and ministry together as pastors here. So as we go from this place today, we do it, Lord, with gratitude in our hearts for all the ways that you have instructed us, have blessed us, have challenged us, have loved us through Pastor Jill. And we say, thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
All right, we're going to invite you all while
sit by my wife, stand by my wife, and by Billy. Hey, it's great to see you, Bill.
I was just passing through.
You picked the right day. Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So, hey, can you believe you can do this on an iPhone?
you want to stand next to your wife?
Yeah, let me stand next.
Yeah. That we want to see, all right.
Yeah, right? Thanks, Charles. Yeah. Yeah. Jill. Right. St. Stephen's of the Cross.
Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.